Look, we're recording our podcast right now.
Rawr.
And I'm recording for a vlog right now. Yeah, so welcome to the BitBoys podcast for episode 12.
12. That's 3 times 4.
And 4 divided by a third.
Or 12 plus 0.
Or 1,297 minus 1,297. Anyways,
I'm Kaleos.
And I'm Faison Chaos.
Oh, I switched the order on you. So, this week, I haven't actually had a whole lot of time to play stuff, but I tried out a new demo for Serious Sam HD First Encounter.
On 360 or PC?
PC. I was on Steam a lot this week.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really fun. Reminded me of Duke Nukem.
It's always good.
Yeah. It's one of those run around, kill things, and it kind of didn't make any sense with the enemies because there was guys with saw blades for heads and they were carrying their heads beside them. And giant scorpions with miniguns and stuff, and yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It was one of those random, like, run around, kill everything, and get the BFG.
And everything is completely illogical.
Yeah, but it was fun. I was, like, in some Egyptian temple or something.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it was definitely worth playing the demo. I haven't beaten the demo, though, because I didn't realize... No, I actually got through it pretty well that first run-through. I just didn't realize I was allowed to save in the demo. I figured it wouldn't let me. So I ran through part of it, and then I was like, oh, have to go. So then I quit. And then the next time I was like, oh, hey, I can actually save. So then I ran through part of it, quit, saved, and quit. And then I'm going to work on that some more. And then every night, of course, I've been playing Pokemon. So that's good. I accidentally went the wrong way. I went to... After Ecruteak, I went over...
Mahogany.
What?
Mahogany.
Yeah, Mahogany Town. And did that. And then I went back and did Sandwood.
Did you get the 7th gym badge before you did that? Like, before you went back over to Sandwood?
Yeah, I beat Mahogany. And I went over and did... Okay, and I got a Pikachu from the Yellow Forest, because I got that, which is available from the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection.
Mystery gift.
Yeah, you can go get the mystery gift, and you get the Yellow Forest, which is only Pikachus. But some of them fly, because they have balloons, and some of them can learn surf, or I think they already come with surf, and they have a surfboard. But it's a really low chance. You need to get, like, some large amount of steps, like 10,000, I think. but that's not a problem for me, because I walk a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's like a 3% chance that you'll find a flying Pikachu or something.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. One of our friends got it. Which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
I think you said that there weren't balloons on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame.
I don't know. Anyways, play anything else?
No, that's about it. So I've gotten the Sandwood and the one after you beat the lighthouse.
Olivine?
Yeah, Olivine. So I just... got that gym badge, and now I'm going to continue on. How things go. How about you?
I have also been playing quite a bit of Pokemon, since didn't really talk about it last week. Basically, I have 7 badges as well now. Oh, have you done the part with the radio tower yet?
Is there something with Team Rocket there?
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that yet, I don't think.
Okay, yeah, so I've a bit further than you, I guess, then. But I actually did things in the right order.
I forgot.
And got badges, and the badges in the order you're supposed to get them. And I'm keeping my Pokemon mostly around the same level, which is pretty good. I think they're all around level 32 or so right now.
Mine are like 30 or lower, like 28. Some of them are down to like 24, but I need to go and do some training.
Well, I'm Pokemon in your main party or just...
Main party.
Other things that you... Okay, yeah. Like, my...
Except my Pikachu gained, like, 15 levels yesterday.
Yeah, I'm just using, like, the same... I'm pretty sure I've been using the same ones since after I finished the first gym, so...
Oh, nice. I got that Pikachu from the Yellow Forest, so then when you're going through the surfing portion, I was just like, put Pikachu first.
Oh, yeah, I was using my Magnemite for that a lot, except for I ended up not using it as much just since I wanted to try and keep the levels pretty balanced. Other than that, I have been playing a lot of... Fragile, that I'm still enjoying a lot. It's an amazing game. You have to be in the right mood for it, and like the best time to play it is if you're alone and it's nighttime.
Ooh.
Like and like really, you really need, if you're playing that game, you need to either be alone or have someone there who's gonna just like sit there and watch and like get absorbed into the game as well, because like. The sort of effect you get from it, you can't enjoy it nearly as much if you're like chatting away with people during it. But yeah, it's really awesome. I'm not entirely sure how far I am in it. I'm played for a bit over 6 hours now. And yeah, I love it. It's a fantastic game. Anyway, and like so someone else, one of the other podcasts I listened to, the guy was saying that it's his favorite game. Like, even though the gameplay and the battle stuff is subpar, but like he said, it's now his favorite game ever.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But anyways, and then I've also been playing some more Cave Story.
Nice.
From what I can tell, I think I'm a bit over halfway through. And I'm enjoying that quite a bit as well. It's a lot of fun. And as I said, it's quite a bit like Super Metroid. I just finished off with like a labyrinth area, and I got this nice booster pack thing, so that makes it easier to jump.
Ooh.
One of the cool things, though, is like you get a machine gun weapon, and if you have it powered up as high as it can go, you can shoot down, and it'll like push you up, so you can use it like a jetpack type thing, so that's
like
pretty cool.
Jumps in games.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So that's a lot of fun. Except for also, as I was saying before, like if you get hit, you lose the experience, so then it levels down, you can't do that anymore.
Oh, right.
But yeah, so I've been enjoying that quite a bit. One of the annoying things is I was fighting this one boss, and the health bar doesn't go down when you're hitting it in a certain form, so I didn't think I was actually doing any damage. Ooh. I hate it when things do that. Because it's like, I don't know that I'm actually damaging this thing, so then I figured that I wasn't, so then I stopped trying to attack it in that way, and I just ended up running around avoiding its attacks and destroying stuff so that I wouldn't die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically all I've been playing this week.
Yeah. I've, of course, we got back from our trip, so I played D&D again this week, and I'm running my game solo now. The other DM is going on a little hiatus for a little while. Don't know how long. So I've been updating that website, which is really fun. And then on Steam, I found out yesterday that Modern Warfare 2 has a free weekend, so you can play multiplayer for free, and it lets you download the game and everything. So that's pretty awesome, except I downloaded it last night because they let you, like, preload it. The only problem was that there was some glitches, like it didn't download everything, and it was happening for a lot of people, where it wouldn't download the localization text file or the zone file folder or something. So it wasn't running last night for me. For some people it seemed to, and there was a bunch of people talking about like Russian DVDs, and I don't know, it was weird because I was checking out the Steam forums. But hopefully I can play that this weekend, and it lasts Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's a good way to try out the game.
Yeah. Anyways, so for stuff coming out this week, basically the only thing we've got coming out is Splinter Cell Conviction. That comes out on the 13th.
New twist on an old game series.
Yeah, and that's only for the 360 and PC.
Not the PS3 for some reason.
Yeah, I think they have... I'm wondering if that's one of the things that I heard about where they have like a like short period exclusivity time, and then later they can release it on other systems or something.
Oh, maybe.
Anyways, so...
And transitioning into news, I guess, is apparently coming up sometime within the next week, I believe, they're going to be announcing the release date for StarCraft 2.
Ooh.
So that's always exciting.
And in terms of release dates for information, following up on that, we've actually recently had just yesterday, I believe it was, the names were announced for the fifth generation Pokemon games that are going to be coming out on the DS. It's going to be Pokemon Black and Pokemon White. And
ooh, Shades now.
Those are coming out in fall of 2010 in Japan. I'm guessing it'll probably be spring of next year over here.
I just have to see what happens with
and
that.
Yeah, so there wasn't any other information on the game themselves, but the official site says we're supposed to be getting some more details on the 15th.
Yeah, the logos have like a Pokeball in the background and feature black and white colors with the inverse color for the font, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
of course it'll look different in English, but just have to see.
And then some other stuff we've got is Xenoblade. There was a new trailer released for that, and it's the graphics are kind of
well,
especially with the faces.
They're like Wii graphics, so equivalent of like
PS2. No. For Wii graphics, they're not that great.
I don't know. I thought like it was pretty decent, except the faces were just kind of
like compared to what some other people have managed to do with the Wii.
True.
Like if you look at like Super Mario Galaxy or like,
well, it's something weird with the style. Like I noticed when we watched the second trailer that was just released, like last week, that it looked very similar to some stuff from Final Fantasy XII, actually, from the side when the guy turned his face. But there's something about the eyes on these characters that makes it look off, especially from the front.
But even like the resolution on some of the stuff, like on the faces and some of like the like houses and stuff.
The lighting was really nice, though.
Yeah, but like.
But yeah, I don't know.
Just the effects on everything, like. If you compare it to stuff like, say, like Other M or, like, I think The Conduit had pretty decent graphics. But yeah. Anyway, so that's coming out June 10th in Japan. And we'll
awaiting a release date.
See if it ends up coming out here. It isn't JRPG, so it should hopefully end up coming out here because I'm a fan of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's also, in terms of Other M, there's also a new trailer recently released for that, and it's looking good. Got to see a bit more of the actual video of the actual gameplay, and we actually know that this is gameplay, unlike in the first trailer where it was like,
unclear.
How does this work?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Also, news with StarCraft 2, since I mentioned it before, they announced that there is going to be a collector's edition of the game, which comes with, like, an art book, soundtrack, I think it comes with a figurine of, like, one of the original Marines as well.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, and a USB drive that's modeled after Jim Raynor's dog tag, which could look cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, one perk from that is that the USB drive is actually going to come pre-installed with StarCraft and StarCraft Brood Wars for people who haven't played it or lost their copy or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you wanted, you could always gift that to a friend, I guess. Or
yeah.
Let them copy your game. So, like, if you own it already, kind of
yeah.
thing. And it also has some digital content. It's going to give you some perks for StarCraft 2, like different portraits, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what all they're doing with digital.
Yeah.
But it also gives you the Thor, a mini version of it, as a pet in World of Warcraft for all of your characters on the account that you use it on. So, for those who play WoW and StarCraft, that's always a nice benefit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they've been releasing beta keys on Facebook, so it's been like a race to copy and paste them. I tried getting one of them, failed miserably, of course, because there's some people claim that bots are doing it, some people think that some people get loaded faster than others because of the way Facebook works.
Yeah.
It's still fun. As one person said, it's more fun than typing Tutor 2. You have to copy out that CD key. That's all the news really about StarCraft 2, though. We'll just have to continue. Hopefully the release date will be... it's rumored to be mid-July right now, mid-summer, so end of July.
That could be pretty cool.
After exams for everyone, at least, so... Have to see if that's true or not.
And some other stuff.
Sci-fi news.
Because there was a Bollywood April Fool's trailer for the Halo movie that was uploaded
Fools.
Onto IGN. Then there was also, it was during the MI6 conference in San Francisco. MI6 conference.
Okay. MI6.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Frank O'Connor was saying that a Halo movie will probably end up happening because, they have the IP. The exact quote was, "We own the IP. If we want to make a movie, the scale of all the other stuff that we do changes dramatically. Blah, 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 blah. We have some numbers if we do a movie, but it changes everything. It also changes our target and age demographic."
Now, what do they mean when they say that they own the IP again? It's some acronym, isn't it? Or initialism.
They
own the rights. The
rights to, intellectual property.
Intellectual property. There we go.
Halo. Just for that. So basically, they can do what they want with Halo.
Yeah. And just so long as they don't get Uwe Boll to make the movie. Apparently Blizzard refused to let him do it. It's not exactly, of course, but it sort of went with the Warcraft
movie. For what?
The Warcraft movie that they're planning on making. Apparently it sort of went with Uwe Boll was like, "Hey, I kind of want to do it." And StarCraft's like, "You know, no." We've seen what you've done with other movies.
You mean Blizzard, not StarCraft?
StarCraft is its own entity. Yeah, I meant Blizzard. Which is actually owned by Activision.
Some other brief stuff is just a lot of product placement we heard about in Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Like, a lot. There's a picture of Snake wearing a Mountain Dew t-shirt.
And then also crossing over, into the real world as well with cans featuring the characters on them.
Apparently he uses a Sony Walkman from the 70s in the game.
Doritos bag.
Yeah, there's a screenshot with a picture. It's like in a jungle, and there's a Doritos bag.
But it looks like a pillow.
Yeah, it looks like a pillow that someone photoshopped in that has a Doritos case on it.
But they're saying is that Kojima was saying that he wanted to surprise everyone, and he seemed to manage to do that.
Oh yeah, we were laughing as we were looking at these screenshots.
So that's just about it for news this week. We're having a shorter podcast just because we don't have as much time. So I guess our random section following the whole thing with the Halo movie will be, what do you think would be the best game to make a movie out of?
Ooh, that's actually really tricky. I don't know. You can look at, Final Fantasy 13 is pretty much a movie at this point with all the cutscenes that have gone there.
Well, Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, yeah. Quick, pause while I go to the bathroom again, and then I'll come back with some more popcorn. I don't know.
Just that one Sephiroth attack in the final battle of Final Fantasy VII.
True. Well, Final Fantasy's proven that it can be a movie with Advent Children.
That's true.
So I won't say anything about that. I definitely wouldn't mind seeing StarCraft or Warcraft as a movie, even though there sounds like Warcraft might become a movie. Good story, good characters.
Yeah.
They've already got graphics in that quality, so we know that it can look nice.
There are some things that are really that I really enjoy, but they wouldn't lend themselves so good to movies, like Zelda, Metroid.
Yeah, that's
what
I was
thinking.
Wouldn't
really work. Especially, I guess No More Heroes movie could work pretty well.
Ooh, that could. But with the mute characters, it doesn't really work.
There aren't any of those in No More Heroes, so it's all good.
Not.
I think I'm going to go with No More Heroes. That could lend itself to quite an interesting movie.
Speaking of movies, the Warhammer, if you guys have heard of it, Warhammer, the tabletop war game, which also has video games and stuff that we've mentioned. They're actually working on Ultramarines, the movie, and I've seen some. They're doing facial capture for the voice actors for the faces of the Marines, which looks really cool. We'll just have to see how it turns out, but at the moment, it's really intriguing what they've been talking about. And I think that would also work as our question of the week.
Yeah,
which game do you think would
lend itself the best to having a film version created of it?
Yep. So, as usual, send us an email, contact.bit.boys@gmail.com.
Or, if you want, just message us on Facebook.
Yes, because we would like to try and get more fans on there.
Or on Twitter, too.
Yep. Though that's not checked as often, so Facebook is probably preferred.
Yeah. Anyways, that's basically it for this week's episode. So, that
for
was
Friday,
the Bit Boys podcast, Friday,
April 9th.
2010. And yeah, so see you all next week.